I'd stop all me roving about. Oh, sitting in a big, comfy chair by a nice, warm fire on rainy days. Just giving orders and eating victuals. That'll be the life of Grunt and Curdley.
Stringle dispatched 8 scouts to sound out the perimeter of the abbey. 2 female brown rats, Tantail and Dirrell, were allotted to the west wall. Not wanting to walk along the path which ran in front of the main gates, they chose to inspect the abbey from the ditch. Ducking their heads to avoid being seen from the wall tops, the 2 brown rats marched along the dry ditch bed, straight into Fertie and Gurney. Unaware that they had company, both crew rats were digging into the ditch side, just as Vizcar had ordered, trying to find a better tunnelling site. The brown rats watched them in silence until Fertie stopped to mop a grimy paw across his brow. He turned and saw them, bringing his spear point to bear on the 2 big females who stood head and shoulders over him and Gurney.
"Who are you? What are you doing here?"
Dirrell promptly kicked him in the stomach and wrenched the spear from his grasp. She pointed the weapon toward the abbey.
"Are you from in there?"
Gurney had been digging with his knife and a sharpened stick. He looked up at the much larger brown rats, gesturing uncertainly up the ditch with his blade.
"You better not say anything with us. We're with Fisker Longtooth, and he's captain of a big crew, see?"
Tantail advanced on him menacingly.
"If you don't come from inside that abbey, we don't give a tail flick who you are, cause we're part of Grunt and Curdley's horde. Now, give me that blade."
Gurney was scared. His voice trembled as he spoke.
"No, I won't. This is my knife."
With a swift move, Tantail knocked the knife from Gurney's paw. Grabbing the smaller rat by his ears, she began pummeling him soundly.
"You little snit. I'll teach you to wave a knife at me."
Fertie protested as he tried to rise.
"You leave him alone. Wait till Captain Vizcar hears about this. Get your paws off him."
All that this earned the unfortunate Fertie was a severe beating from his own spear haft. Both the brown rats set about their victims, sniggering cruelly.
"Captain Vizcar, eh?
Hee-hee! You've caught us really frightened, no mate. He sounds like a real terror, does Captain Vizcar."
Tantail had Gurney in a headlock, punctuating her remark with stinging punches and slaps.
"Never even heard of him. Lesson snot nose. When you get back to this Vizcar idiot, tell him you met up with 2 of Grunt and Curdley's brown rats."
Dirrell had already broke the spear haft over Fertie's back, but she continued belabouring the helpless crew rat with the bottom half of it.
"Take this message to your captain. Tell him to run for his life, cos Curdley's orders here now."